Hello and welcome back to Studio 525. In this episode, we're going to be chatting to Houston King, our social media and content creation guru, and to Ben Jenkinson, one of our creative artists here at Pleasure Beach. Welcome, both of you. Well, today we're going to be chatting all things creation, like I say. Houston is Pleasure Beach resident social media and content creation expert. That sounds really fancy. Is it fancy?
Not fancy, it's fun.
It's fun. Well, we're going to come to that in just a moment as well. There's simply no social trend that Houston isn't across. In fact, I reckon she's got TikTok playing over and over again in her head all the time because she's that well connected. That's right, isn't
That's
it?
That's about right.
That's fair enough. And you'll have seen her all over socials as well. And Ben is one of our creative artists. Lots of creative stuff going on here, of course, as you know, here at Pleasure Beach. And you may have seen him on our retail social media. Now, while he's officially an artist, Ben also doubles as a marketeer. He's a man of many talents.
Of course.
My goodness me. A TikTok influencer as well, retail model and ride enthusiast, and all in one breath.
Yes, just a few things there, but you also have to have many talents here at Pleasure Beach. So, yeah, always dabbling, lots of different creative aspects, and it's brilliant.
That's great, and you're having fun. That's
yes,
the main thing.
That's the main thing. This you is, keep the fun, and they keep the memories.
This is what we do. Yes. We have the fun. And we jump right in as with the questions. Okay, so Ben, let's go with you first of all then on our podcast today. So what does a typical day look like for you? And when do you get into work?
Well, Pleasure Beach, no 2 days are the same here, but it could be one of two things at the moment. So it could be starting really early in the morning at 7 a.m. in PB Studios, where we make all exciting new scenes. We make exciting additions for the rides, update some of the rides, you know, a lot of creative things going on there. So always things to learn, lots of physical skills, and Rob and Lindsay and the team are always fantastic at teaching me all these things. And I do that half the week here at Pleasure Beach, another half I do marketing for retail, which is fantastic, learning all the new trends, do lots of TikTok dancing, some voluntary, some not. But yeah, it's always fantastic.
Do you find yourself coming into work with ideas you've dreamt up overnight?
Oh yes, many times, but I have to rein that down sometimes to professional ideas. But everything always has a meaning, there's always a process to everything, so any idea is a good idea in my eyes. So yeah, awesome. Thank
well,
you
that's
very much,
good. Well, let's put the same question to Houston then. Tell us all about yourself, Houston. What do you do?
So it's social media content creation. I come in, like Ben said, no 2 days are the same here. It could be out filming on park, on a ride, or in the office editing anything, or doing a podcast.
So how did you get into all this social media then? How did you become the expert that you are?
I started from when I was in uni, I did fashion design, so it's always been creative. And then I just found I liked that side a bit more over the design side, the marketing side and social media. And I'm sure like many people my age, just constantly on social media.
Yes, of course. And like you say, that could act as a sort of springboard into learning other stuff here at Pleasure Beach.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
As Ben was saying, you know, you end up doing a variety of different things as well.
Yeah, you end up just being creative in all aspects, creating.
What's your favourite bit?
Probably making the TikToks. It's fun. It's cheesy, cringy.
Where do you get your ideas from for those?
A lot of the time it's just doom scrolling at 10 p.m. at night, just
coming up with ideas,
whatever you find on there.
So how do you stay ahead of that trend then? I mean, you've got to be one step ahead all the time, haven't you?
Yeah, it's just catching them early, following the right people, and like I said, doom scrolling constantly on TikTok, finding all ideas everywhere.
It must be an exciting job, this here at Pleasure Beach. I mean, is there any educational courses that prepare you for the sort of thing that you do?
Yeah, well, I actually did an apprenticeship when I started here, which would have helped with building the skills of content creation and social media and marketing, but nothing can prepare you for the here. It's so quick paced, you've got to be on top of it all the time, new things happening all the time, and every day is different. You never know what you're going to come into.
I suppose with everybody coming up with ideas at the same rate that you are as well,
it must
get quite noisy.
Curve,
Ben, what's your background then, and how did it transform to working here at Pleasure Beach?
Well, when I was a kid, I was always a big Pleasure Beach fan. You know, I came with my dad multiple times a year. We had a season pass since I was 9 years old. Always was obsessed with the dark rides. I've always had a kind of creative ambition to work on those. And I started off as an actor at a theme park in Scotland, and then also did graphic design in university, which I'm still doing just now. I've got my final year just coming up. But so going from graphic design into prop design, I kind of dabble in both, so that's why it works in the marketing aspect as well. And I started in Pleasure Beach Studios 3 years ago. and that was a brilliant experience. You know, I learned so many skills for the first time. I made the new attic scene, which is inside the Ghost Train, and we've got like a bride and a groom in there. Everything's done in-house, handmade, and it was brilliant to be part of that process. And then last year I went into the retail marketing side of things, which was fantastic. You know, the team is amazing, always buzzing, full of ideas, lots of meetings about new projects, new products coming out. So it's been really, really fascinating to learn the social media aspect, which is like the modern creative, and also the obviously traditional hands-on scenic design, which has been, you know, fantastic.
So let's just backtrack a bit there. You said you were an actor as well, so you've seen this on both sides.
Yes, definitely. That's how I kind of got into it, to be fair. If I wasn't actually working in that scare attraction, I would have got invited to come and work at PB Studios because I did some basic prop design there with absolutely no experience at all. If I go back and look at those, they are terrible. But, you know, it's just that process of growing up and getting all these skills.
It must feel really great to see some of your finished work on display, yes, on rides, on sets and things like that.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. Sometimes, you know, it takes months and months to do these things, so the payoff, that tiny bit of payoff, seeing someone else enjoy what you've made is the main thing. You know, it's not really for self-gain, it's mainly for just making these theme parks better and what, you know, what people want, an immersive themed, you know, experience.
And is there a high demand for always thinking of new things all the time? But you never switch,
yes,
off, do you?
Oh, definitely. Always new ideas. Some can't happen, some can, and just that process of, you know, narrowing it down to that final idea. It's always a good good learning experience. Yeah, it's awesome.
Let's pass it over to Houston then and find out a little bit more from you. How do you come up with your ideas then, Houston? And do you have a planning day or is it more reactive? How does the day pan out for you?
It's a mixture of both. We have planning days where we'll brainstorm as a team and come up with all these ideas for larger campaigns, or a lot of it would be just reactive, finding a trend or something that we're inspired by and then running with that. And
how do you find what is the latest thing? It must be really different. You say, you know, you do the doom scrolling and you're trying to find out what influencers out there are talking about. But how do you know that that's the right thing that Pleasure Beach should be following?
It's just spotting the trends early and noticing when it becomes a trend. And then if it's relevant for us to use, some of them might not always be appropriate, but it's filtering what we can translate into something to use and what we can't.
So you spot something and you think, yeah, that's got legs, that might run.
Yeah.
And what's the criteria then for something that isn't quite going to hit the mark for us here at Pleasure Beach?
Sometimes things just aren't appropriate on the internet to, like, for us to come across our tone of voice, and sometimes we've just not got the subject to play into that sort of trend.
So it's got to fit the profile of what we do here and the expectation.
It's got to be us, it's got to be Pleasure Beach always.
Yeah. That's good. Excellent. Ben, you've also dabbled in social media as well, haven't you? And marketing, as you were saying. What's that like from an artist's point of view?
It's actually, it can be a positive and a negative, because sometimes having that creative idea, things need to be quick-paced, you need to get them out on the same day, and having lots of background experience and lots of ideas floating about, sometimes you need to narrow it down. But also having that creative mindset lets me make more immersive campaigns. You know, me and Liv worked on a recent Valhalla skull, which I created, which was partly with PB Studios and then for retail itself, you know, and also made some mini versions of that for a recent behind the scenes tour, which was for some of our theme park enthusiasts, and they absolutely loved it. I've got one of the skulls just here if you'd like to have a look at it. So these were limited edition, handcrafted pieces, and these kind of things always go very well. So it's from Valhalla, this. You know, these kind of things can make a really good campaign. So if you have a good product like this, which is handmade, and also show like the immersive storyline, you know, Ivar, which is the story of the reimagined Valhalla, we kind of played that into this, and that's lots of special effects.
And that's really bang on the money, isn't it, for Valhalla? That's the look,
yes,
of Valhalla.
Definitely.
Instantly
the
you know,
yes,
don't you? As soon as you look at it, that's the theme.
Yep.
That's the whole ethos of Valhalla.
Definitely.
And having you thought that
V. Yeah, this was, you know, for this year, I thought it'd be good to kind of celebrate Valhalla with this. And, you know, they flew off the shelves. All these kind of handcrafted pieces are very unique, and it's only Pleasure Beach that make these kind of things, especially in the UK. So it's good to have that department that can make products that can sell in the shops. And it's been a really brilliant experience having that campaign-led storyline. We also had one for Norbot, which was in the new Wallace and Gromit film. You know, that was fantastic, and a lot of the guests really loved that at the start of the season to kind of build the hype for those new products which came out. You know, it's fantastic to brainstorm with Damien and the whole team at retail to make these new campaigns.
Norbot is the thing, of course, everyone's been waiting for.
Yes.
Since last Christmas, of
definitely
course.
Fantastic.
To have Norbot robots marching all over the park would seem to be the thing.
Yes, definitely. You know, and all the different hidey places, even in Journey to Hell tunnels, you know, when the park's closed, there's a lot of, it's like a canvas, the whole park's like a canvas, so it's good to use all these little places to make a really cool campaign. Yeah, it was awesome.
I think I could put it with a Norbert marching around, having a skull on the mantelpiece. I'm not quite sure.
Yes, definitely.
Every home should have one.
Yes, every home should have one. That's
thank you for bringing
no
that one
at all.
In.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Excellent. Well, I mean, how do you strike that balance between polished marketing content, something we're known for here at Pleasure Beach, definitely. Everything's highly polished, as you'd expect.
Yes.
And the reactive quick stuff that you have to do on the day.
On the day, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very difficult sometimes, but it's a really good process. Like, one of the trends last month was the, like, a pink, like, I'm really glad to meet you. It's like one of these kind of sounds. And that was completely popping off. And these kind of things need to react really quickly because they do disappear and also move on to the next thing. It's like fashion, you know, you get a trend, as soon as you get the product, everyone is on to the next thing. So, you know, we basically have to do it within the day, and then you get it out the next day and kind of schedule the posts and things like that. So it's good. Yeah.
Houston, do you find that same thing where there's that difference between the highly polished stuff that goes out from marketing and the stuff that you have to do on the moment?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot more planning goes into the polished stuff. And you can't really plan things like tra-la-lay or tra-la-la. That's just something that will come on the internet and it'll be gone within a month.
Yes.
Trends like that you can't plan.
I think that's one thing that Pleasure Beach has always been very, very good at, hasn't it? It's seizing the moment.
Yes.
At that precise moment.
It's jumping on it before anyone else and being the first there. And like you said, being in the moment. The
it's
right
only lasts a couple
right
of weeks,
time.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what makes Blackpool on the money all the time.
Yeah.
One step ahead and something new to say every moment of the day. That's what people expect, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what we're
so
good
no,
at, yeah.
So no pressure then. Ben, do you ever find inspiration online or through social media for your art, or does it all come from bizarre late-night dreams?
Well, to be fair, I think everything actually makes an impact on those dreams. You know, you scroll through social media, and especially myself, I've got a lot of artistic kind of pages that I follow and artists that I'm, you know, fond of, and all this does play an impact into what we know. And also our guests, we know what they react to, what they like, so it all kind of plays an impact. And I think, despite social media maybe taking away some of that individual creative talent, it also has actually been beneficial because you see these trends and see a wider variety of art out there that you can grab inspiration from. I actually quite like Pinterest. I know it's quite a basic thing to have,
yeah.
But it's actually really good at showing you different designs and patterns which you maybe wouldn't see elsewhere. And it's brilliant. It's like the books of the new age, basically, for artists to inspire to. So it's brilliant. Yeah, really good tool to use.
And do you ever use that as a guide for what fans may want as well out there?
Of course, yeah. It's always thinking about the fans and the families and, you know, the people who maybe only come here once a year as well. What they see is what the average guest would see, and that's the main thing. If they notice something or they want something maybe changed, that's always key. It's always key to kind of impact on for new ideas and new things that are going to be in the future. Yeah, awesome.
You're a fan of all the rides and the coasters as well, aren't you, here at Pleasure Beach?
Yes, I try to keep that one under wraps, but
I don't think you can keep that sort of thing under wraps.
Definitely not. it's quite difficult.
I think when you're a fan of what we do best,
yeah.
I think everyone needs to know, definitely. Do you find that always, you always know what fans want as a result of that,
I think enthusiasm
that you have yourself?
100%, I completely agree with that, and I think having the enthusiast mindset in a way is quite impactful because you see people, there's quite a lot of mixed reviews and feedback out there, and I think it's good seeing both sides and what people want, and especially when there's traditions, especially like some of our dark rides, like the Ghost Train, it's always known over the last 100 years for having new updates all the time, so that's always something we try and look at. Always try and look at adding new scenes or tweaking things, because people go on and they expect to see something new, and when they do, it always makes their day. These little things that change throughout the park are always a big thing for people, so you know, any kind of creative thing they see is always good for us in making new decisions.
So how important do both of you think then that social media is now to the business?
Really important. It's where a lot of people will find us. It's a lot of people's first port of call to go and find some information. It's where we'll reach new audiences as well as talk to regular customers. So it's just...
It's that expectation now, isn't it? That everything's got to happen now.
Yeah.
And it's available
the face
now.
Of the business as well. It's how we're known. It's how we're seen online.
It's kind of moved away from websites in a respect, hasn't it, now to social media channels. YouTube channels, Facebook channels, TikTok, etc., rather than the website?
Yeah, well, it's where people will first go for information, but ultimately we will lead people to the website. That's where the majority of the information is.
But that's a hard and fast place, isn't it, where things stay for a long time?
Yeah, you want your quick and easy information on your social medias, ready to grab.
So what's your take on this one?
Yeah, I feel like social media is a massive thing, and my family don't really understand. When I tell them what my job is, to be fair, sometimes I don't even know myself, but which is a good thing, because every day is different, like I was saying. But
she hasn't turned around and told you to get a proper job yet, has she?
Well, because they always say it's just a silly little job, you know, the social media, like doing TikTok dances, but in a way, it actually does drive the park, and everything matters, because everything has a reach, and if you get that video that trends, you never know which one it's going to happen to. That could be, you know, bringing so many more people to the park than it would have done originally. So everything helps, and everything's a major kind of factor, because I'd actually say social media is more impactful than TV advertising and stuff now. So you'd actually want to push it more, and the bigger the better, really, with social media. That's the way to go.
And we have seen a trend away from linear advertising, radio, television, towards more online now, haven't we?
Because I think in the past, parks have always, you know, done just change things when they want to do, like the projects are just open and they'll just people just go on the rides and that'll be the way it is. But now you actually have to build up the hype, because people expect that, and if you don't do it to a standard they expect, you know, you need to make sure it's spot on every single time. It's one of those kind of things, definitely.
Houston, what would you say the future of creation looks like now then? It's a digital takeover maybe at the moment. We're faced with AI, we're faced with all sorts. I mean, all your stuff could be done for you by the time you arrive in the morning soon.
Well, hopefully not. No, it is very digital at the moment, and it will continue like that, but traditional artists, like, we'll always need that.
I think that's the important thing, isn't it? We're hearing so much at the moment about how AI could stamp out creativity, and we don't want to see that. None of us want to see that in the creative industries.
Well, AI can't do what you do. Can't make them schools.
That's true.
Absolutely. So it's the physical stuff like that, you know, that really brings the park to life, and souvenirs and stuff like that.
Definitely. It's the only park in the UK with an in-house model shop, and it has been for, you know, since it opened, so it's fantastic. But I feel like AI can be used in certain ways, you know, like through concept design. You know, there's lots of tools in Photoshop you can use to, like, remove things, so you can put new ideas together, new concepts. You know, it's useful alongside your own talents to make your life easier, but I feel like there's always going to be a place for even physical and digital graphic design for that, you know, high quality standards. You know, branding's always key, and AI can't replicate the same branding, you know, everywhere you go. Can't replicate that quality that you bring here at Pleasure Beach.
And it doesn't have the passion. Like, we've got a very talented graphic designer, and AI will never be able to top, like, the passion, the information that he has on the park.
Absolutely. I think passion is the one thing we will always have as human beings, isn't it? And that's the one thing that you bring to Pleasure Beach all the time. And it runs right the way through everything that we do. Passion. Passion and love. Absolutely. Last questions then before we go. Let's have a look outside on the park then. Favourite rides?
I think mine will have to be Big Dipper.
Yep.
It's just a classic, and you
can't
shake
you to pieces.
I love it.
I went on it the other day. Okay, well,
it's all part of the fun.
The Woody roller coaster, is it the same for you, Ben?
Oh, actually, more of the creative stuff for me. That's probably not going to be a surprise. I'm going to say the Ghost Train and Valhalla, the two
anywhere where
here.
All your work is on display.
But to be fair, it's just so immersive, you know. Even though I've been working here and been visiting all my life, going these rides, and it's still fun every single time. It just shows it must be good rides if they're always fun. Awesome.
I don't think anybody ever tires of this place, because there is always something new to say, always something new to go on. We're looking ahead to the new ride next year, of course.
Yeah.
You know, new reasons to come to Pleasure Beach, new reasons to come to Blackpool.
100%. You know, and there's always stuff going on. Like, we've been having a recent brainstorming session in retail, you know, about all the new merchandise for Evictus for next year, all the concepts, all the ideas coming together, and it's, you know, it's going to be fantastic.
You're working on that now, are you?
Yeah, it's very exciting. Oh, everything's always done in-house, so that's the thing. Even in retail, you know, all the ideas come from the heart, come from passion, you know, the amazing team. So it's fantastic, and always the next thing to look forward to.
I guess we'll have to wait till next year to find out exactly what you're working on, because I don't think we'll be allowed to ask you right now.
Definitely not. Secrets will never be revealed.
Absolutely. It's been an absolute joy to meet the pair of you today.
Thank you very much, Andy.
The creative hub of Pleasure Beach Resort. It's a marvellous opportunity to get to see behind the scenes, a little bit of the socials of what we do and stuff like that. So Houston and to Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate that. Cheers.
And that's it from Studio 525 for now. Join us next time.